Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Tony Tequila. So, I'm going to do a short, very, very short podcast this week because I'm working on playing with the tools and doing all these other different things. And hopefully we'll get everything good before I do an actual interview podcast. So, but this week we'll be talking about last week's AEW Dynamite, which was billed as Winter is Coming. Knowing that they had to ask George R.R. Martin for permission to use that, you know, or the creators of Game of Thrones' Winter is Coming, which we knew, you know, those of us that watched it knew what it meant. So let me just start off from the beginning of the show. You know, the hot open of JR, Tony Schiavone, and Excalibur. And then the introduction of the Dynamite Battle over the top, Battle Royal over the top rope elimination, with the final two competitors going on to face each other later. Fairly good match. Matt Hardy had some great heat. MJF, of course. I mean, that guy can get heat just by, coming out of the locker room. Not even he doesn't even have to try it. He's just hated by fans, in general. And then what was the finish on this? Going through, Miro almost got, it was what's supposed to be a, Miro, the Inner Circle, which, Miro in the Inner Circle with Sammy Guevara's Wardlow, MJF for the last four. And then Miro was eliminated by all four of them. MJF and Wardlow celebrate. And they remember that Orange Cassidy's at ringside. They go outside. They get in, and the final two competitors were at that point were MJF and Wardlow. Them two start celebrating prematurely, and then Wardlow remembers that Orange Cassidy's outside of the ring. Orange Cassidy gets brought back in, and of course, you know, he eliminates Wardlow, which leads up to Orange Cassidy and MJF, you know, competing against each other. Really good match, like I said. Just really good. The match that I really, really, really wanted to talk about is, and I can't believe they've never faced each other, but Chris Jericho and Frankie Kazarian. I mean, those are two guys that are right about my age. Chris Jericho might be 2 or 3 years older, and I think Kaz might be 2 to 8 years younger than I am. But yeah, no, that match was great. Lots of high spots, lots of the crowd, of course, popping with Judas, and who doesn't? It's one of my favorite songs right now, period. And it has been, so. But that was a good match. That was a great match. And you wouldn't know it to say that they had never worked the way that they worked with each other. It went smoothly. I mean, you know, it seemed like they probably, to me, as someone who was in the gym while guys were learning matches, it didn't seem like that they learned a match together. but that they seem like they could work that way. Like, I'm sure that match was all called on the fly. I'm going to have to listen to the Y2J podcast later, talk to Jericho, so and see if he has any insight on that. And then there's this heat between the Inner Circle. Chris Jericho basically telling them to cut their crap out, cut their shit out, or IC's over. They're either all together as the faction, or they're not over, or they're not together at all. We saw this coming, a lot of us. We saw it coming. We're like, oh yeah, they're. Once MJF came into the picture, kissing Chris's ass to get into the Inner Circle, and then Sammy being left out. Sammy, and one of those young kids that he alone will stand in his own way. Does that make sense? Like, the kid has got talent. I see the kid going far in the future. He's very impressive to me. He was introduced to me by someone else who has been on AEW as of recently, and that's Thunder Rosa. Yeah, the Thunder Rosa had a little feud with the Sammy over the last couple of years, and it was a friendly rivalry, but it was good. But it also brought Sammy to my attention before he was in the mainstream. So yeah, no, I've been following Sammy for a little bit, as well as Thunder Rosa. It looks like what there's a Bucks promo, and then Dr. Britt with Reba. Yeah, no, that Dr. Britt can work. And I have a really bad denophobia, but for some reason I don't think I would be as bad to go into her office as I would his regular doctor's office. And then the Darby Allin Cody Rhodes match was next. It was the next thing I wrote some notes on. Great. Yeah, it was another great match. Have a lot of notes about spots and just things that caught my eye as I try to watch in real time and take a little bit of notes and just things like, oh shit, like certain highlights that would catch my attention. Obviously, this match was good. And then, you know, the end comes out. And I'm sorry. The ending of that match was really good because, as everybody's getting beat down, basically, Team Taz is beaten down everybody in the ring. And then we hear this similar style to Sting's old crow music. I don't know if it was exactly it, but I knew it sounded familiar. Then we got the winner is coming on the Tron, and then out came Sting and cleared the ring. Sting was a big surprise. I'm glad Sting is back. I'm really looking forward to seeing Sting compete in the ring. I'm really looking forward to. I really, really wish he would have gotten injured when he did, because I would have loved to have seen him go against Taker. And, you know, that's always been the dream match. Who wins, the Icon or the Phenom? Who goes over? And I'm sure if you ask either wrestler, that they will say that they have enough respect for the other person and the person's character and their longevity that they would more than willing likely do the job to each other. I don't see that. I didn't see that have been an issue. Let's see what else happened. That was it until basically to the main event when we had Mox versus Omega. And here, that was another barn burner, knuckle buster, all that good stuff, whatever JR says. Great match. Lots of hot, lots of spots, lots of false finishes and stuff like that to, you know, where you I felt kind of bad for a ref, but lots of great match, lots of great back and forth. With Kenny, obviously, becoming the new AEW heavyweight champion. You know, with a little help from Mr. Don Callis, who some will remember as the Jackal in WWE. Or may not, but he's like somebody over in Impact now. And as they're running out of the parking lot, they make this, oh, if you want to know what's going on, tune in to Impact on Tuesday. And so I'm like, well, I haven't watched Impact in forever. I'll do that. I'll check it out. And guess what, people? Comcast doesn't carry access anymore. So, needless to say, I have to wait till tonight and watch the AEW to see what they talk about it. Because apparently he said on Tuesday that he would let everybody know whatever on Wednesday. So basically, yeah. But, you know, I'm hoping this, I can edit this down to like 10 minutes. And, you know, just a 10-minute little tester. Just to give you guys a feel of how my flow will go. I'm planning to do some interviews, and my interviews right now, I have scheduled. I've got three people that I'm going to do. One is Frank Aleman from Fresno, California. He does. He owns a boxing gym in Fresno, and very big supporter of Fresno athletes and Fresno athletics. So we're going to talk to him. We're going to talk to one of my best friends, talk to one of my better friends, Brian Raymond, who's a city councilman over in Atwater, and is also one of the guys that I got to see going through training. So, you know, there'll be lots of stuff like that. One of the other guys that I'm planning on doing too will be Freddie Salinas. You know, they call him the Punisher. He's a non-original. He started out in North American wrestling. And then went on to work for several other companies. He's a father. He's a son. He's an uncle. He's in, you know, all that good stuff. He's a really great person in person. And to me, when he's playing heel, it seems like a big stretch. But if this guy's one big teddy bear. So, and then the fourth person I want to get is Brian Ward, who was the founder of North American Wrestling, and talk about how he got his start and how I got my start working with him and finally was able to live my dream of becoming a pro wrestling, getting into pro wrestling. So, like I said, I'm going to try to cut this down to 12 minutes. If you guys have questions or comments, please feel free to let me know. You guys have a good night. And remember, 20 Tequila Talks in the Tavern.